Syria's top negotiator in the Astana peace talks says Damascus supports any initiative that would stop bloodshed in the nation. Bashar al-Jafari made the remark after the sixth round of negotiations ended in the Kazakh capital. He hailed the two-day discussions as successful. The talks were followed by a statement in which Iran, Russia and Turkey agreed to establish de-escalation zones in Syria. According to the statement, the zones will include, fully or partly, eastern Ghouta, as well as the provinces of Idlib, Homs, Latakia, Aleppo and Hama. The Turkish Foreign Ministry says the three countries have also agreed to deploy observers around the de-escalation zones in Idlib, which is largely controlled by militants. Ankara also says the main mission of the observers is to prevent clashes in the region and any violations of the truce. Joining us live now from New York is Don DeBar, who is a radio host, journalist, and political activist. And he's joining us live now by Skype. Don, what do you make of this news of de-escalation zones? Is this positive?
I think it's very positive if it pans out. And there's some very interesting additional information to bring to this, which is the telephone call by Rex Tillerson to Sergey Lavrov earlier today to discuss precisely this. It appears that the U.S. is buying into this also. Now, you have Russia, Iran, and Turkey as parties, the Syrian government saying, yeah, this is okay with us if it works. And Tillerson saying the U.S. buys in, with he and Lavrov, apparently, according to reports in Russian media, you know, trying to figure out ways to make it work. The Saudis are still a question, but if the United States is reaching an honest agreement with Russia that they are going to buy in, then that would leave the Saudis isolated. And I'm hoping that that means that the killing will stop or certainly be abated severely in Syria.
So then, in a sense, then, do you think, Don, that the Astana talks have an effect, or positive, may possibly have a positive effect on the UN-mediated Geneva talks?
Yeah, I think it shapes the entire situation. You know, it's the whole context changes when you have agreement by the major players on de-escalation and hopefully a path to peace in Syria. You know, it's funny, yesterday in our newscast, I do a daily newscast at communitypublicradio.org. I interviewed, as I do often, Mark Sloboda in Moscow with a map of the four areas in mind. And we were looking at the military implications of de-escalation there, and they are very serious. It means really military de-escalation across Syria. So I'm hopeful that that's where this goes, and I'm certain that the people in Syria are hopeful.
Very well, Don. We'll leave there at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate you putting that all into context for us.
Thank you.